Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia, the host of Live with Passion. I'm so glad that you tuned in because I'm going to talk about being positive. Positivity is a channel, a conduit through which God's grace and His power works in our life. So if there's been any negativity in your life, any negative words or any negative thoughts, I pray that this program will help you to change. Of course, Jesus leads us in this. This comes from Mark chapter 9, verse 23. It's real simple. Jesus said, "All things are possible to the one who believes." All things are possible to the one who believes. Jesus, of course, was the ultimate possibility thinker. So we're talking about being positive here. Belief is something positive. And I thought about the cross. You know, I am a Passionist priest. We have a dedication to the Passion of Christ. And I was thinking about how positive this is. In a way, if you look at it, the horizontal beam and the vertical beam form a plus sign, something very positive. St. Paul of the Cross, who founded our community, he said that everything is to be found in the cross. Everything is to be found in the Passion. He talked about forgiveness and salvation, redemption. So, in other words, everything in the cross is positive. Now, I've also discovered that everything about the devil is negative. Everything about evil is negative, and everything about God is positive. For example, the devil, down, depressed, despondent, despair, destroyed, down. That's what the devil is. He's negative, tries to drag us with him. But everything about God is up, reborn, renewed, rejuvenated, replenished, resurrected. So when you have faith, trust that God will lift you up. I have been very touched by reading books by Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking, Robert Schuller, and he has books about possibility thinking. He takes positive thinking to a whole new level. Instead of thinking down and you can't do it and you're not good enough, and you'll hear me preach about that in Orlando in a couple minutes, but you have to be thinking that all things are possible and I can do it and God works through me and I believe. And that's really important. I want you to believe that all things are possible. I've gotten such a good response from many of you about the positive words that I've spoken in past programs because you instinctively know that you want to be positive and that God works through positivity. And negativity is what brings us down. In my own life, I have seen doors flung wide open for me. Even though I have to face challenges, and even though there's difficulties, it's amazing to me how fortune favors the brave. When you're courageous, when you're believing, when you're expecting, when you're trusting God, it's amazing how doors open. Remember when Jesus went to Nazareth, his own hometown, he was not able to do many miracles there because they doubted him. He laid hands on a few people and it says he only cured a few people. But when he went to other places where he wasn't so much known, miracles happened because they believed, they trusted. Remember the centurion? We echo this at Mass if you're Catholic. Centurion comes up to him, he says, my son is at the point of death, please come and heal him. And Jesus was about to go and he says, no, you don't even need to come. Only say the word and my servant, my son, shall be healed. And we echo that at Mass right before communion, those words of faith, those words of positivity. We say, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. That's the type of faith that we're talking about. We need positivity and faith. So I want you to believe and to be positive, not just being positive for positive sake, but being positive in God. See, belief, believing God that He's working in your life, is being confident in God, is the most positive thing that you can do. So specifically, here's what I'm talking about. Believe that you are saved by the cross. Many people look at the cross, they don't know what it means, or even if they know what it means, they don't apply it to themselves. Believe that you're saved by the cross. Believe that God has a plan for your life. Believe that you are changing, that you can change. Believe that God's working in your marriage. Believe that you can face your challenges, that your challenges can make you a champion. Believe that you can overcome your addictions. Believe that your children will come back to God. Expect great things. When I first started in television, I remember I was walking down a hallway one time in the secretary's office. I saw a sign and it said, "Expect a miracle." And I realized that if I wanted to go anywhere with television, if I wanted to, first of all, get on television and reach out to multitudes of people, that I couldn't be negative. I had to believe God for great things. I had to expect a miracle. So, believe, trust, rely upon God. Great things are going to happen. Faith is a conduit, a channel for God to work in your life. I preached about this in Orlando, Florida. We're going to go to the live preaching, and as we do, I pray that your minds will be renewed and God will touch you. Let's go to the live preaching.
Proclamation from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in glory, with all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and the nations will be assembled before him. He will separate them one from another as the shepherd separates sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. The king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food, thirsty and you gave me drink, a stranger you welcomed me, naked you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you drink? When a stranger and welcome you, naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for these, the least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you didn't give me food, thirsty, no drink, a stranger, no welcome, naked, you gave me no clothing, ill and in prison, you didn't care for me.' They will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' And he'll say, 'Amen to you, what you did not do for one of these, the least ones, you did not do for me.' These will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
I
want to talk this morning about your mind being renewed. And I have experienced a transformation in my life going from negative to positive, from I can't do it to I can do it. And so I want this to happen in your life too, so that you can live a significant life and truly help people. I remember, for example, when I was a young man, they had a contest in our newspaper in Springfield, Massachusetts. That's where I grew up, in Western Mass. I told you that yesterday. And the contest that they had to do with complaining. It was called Write a Gripe. And people would send in their gripes, and the winner would win a little bit of money, and they'd get their name in the paper. Well, lo and behold, I won the contest, Write a Gripe. And this is what my gripe was. I said, and this is how I won money and I got my name in the paper. I said, "I hate dentists with bad breath."
You ever sit in a dentist chair and it's like, yeah. And they showed a picture of me in cartoon form in a dentist chair with a dentist over me with halitosis. Got my name in the paper, won some money. Only problem was I had to go to the dentist next week, and that was no fun. So instead of giving thanks that I had a dentist and I was being taken care of, I was just complaining about the fact that he had bad breath. There was a negativity there. And I grew up in a really good family. I was middle-class neighborhood, you know, two sisters, parents that loved me. And even though I had kind of the best of things, I was still negative, and I still complained. That's something I think that we all have. And then I remember I got into Little League right about the same time. Loved sports, loved baseball in particular. I played all the sports, you know, soccer and golf and baseball and football and all those different things. And I remember we played baseball and I was in center field, very fleet of foot. I was fast, pretty agile, good eye-hand coordination. So I'm out there in center field and I played so well that year in the Church Little League that, you know, once a year they have the All-Star game, and it was in July, 4th of July, you know, and I remember they choose two players from every team. Well, lo and behold, because I was doing so well that year, I got chosen for the All-Star game along with a teammate to represent our team in the All-Star game. So I remember the day the game came. It was a beautiful day, sunshine, smell of popcorn in the air, and we had this field. I've been to it before. Electronic scoreboard, lights, and people packed the stands. Your friends, your relatives, teammates, you know, everybody that you know will all be there. I'd been to those games in the past. So the day of the game came, and everything that we needed for the game was there, except one thing was missing. The center fielder was missing. And the reason I was missing is because I was at home in bed with a stomach ache watching a movie. And the movie I was watching wasn't on TV or on the big screen. The movie I was watching was right in here. And this is what the movie kept playing over and over again. Bottom of the ninth inning, two out, we're ahead by one run. They've got the bases loaded. I'm out in center field. All we gotta do is get one more out and we win the game. I'm out in center field and I'm going, don't hit it to me. Please, don't let him hit it to me. And here comes, this is what I was seeing. And here comes the pitch. Fly ball. And it's coming right to me. Everybody hushes. If I catch the ball, we win the game. If I drop the ball, we lose. So I'm getting under this thing, and here it comes. The ball's coming. Everybody's watching. And the ball comes in. And I dropped it. And I kept seeing that over and over and over again. That's why I didn't go to the game. I had a stomachache. I kept saying to myself, I can't do it. My teammates thought I could do it. My coach thought I could do it. My parents thought I could do it. I had proved that I could do it. But deep within, I was insecure, negative, and had a low self-esteem. When I was a teenager, I surrendered my life to Christ. And I was touched by the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit of God comes, what starts to happen is there's a transformation in our minds. There's a revolution in our hearts. And I began to change the way I think. Instead of, I can't do it, I realized that the one who lives in me has power and grace, and we're anointed to do all things. And then, you know, that's most of all what happened. But then in addition to that, I began to read the scriptures. And if you look at Jesus, for example, there he is in the Garden of Gethsemane praying. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, at the worst moment of his life, you know what he's praying? He says, Father, Abba, all things are possible for you. And that's the way he was. He would always say and teach this, that all things are possible for God. So I began to understand, you know, in the other scriptures, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We are more than conquerors and through him who loves us. So I began to read the scriptures, and a transformation started to take place in my mind. Instead of I can't do it, and I'm no good, and everybody else is better, and I'm insecure, I began to believe, not that I'm better than everybody else, but because God lives in me, I can face the challenges of my life. I can face the problems of my life. I can face the hardships, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As you read the scriptures, it washes your heart and it transforms your mind. And I began to read other books. For example, maybe you've heard of Norman Vincent Peale. He had a book out, a classic, called The Power of Positive Thinking. And in that book, he talked about the number one thing that people suffer with is defeatist, self-deprecating thoughts, negative thinking. They have low self-esteem, low self-images, very insecure. And because of the self-deprecating thoughts, what they do is they don't really accomplish the things that they could do or achieve their potential in life because of the self-deprecating thoughts, because of fear. And as I read that, I thought to myself, you know, that's exactly the way I am. Those defeatist thoughts, those self-deprecating thoughts, the low self-image, the poor self-esteem, feeling insecure, like everybody else is better than me. And I said, well, if I feel that way, then probably a lot of other people feel that way. So as I read that book, it really helped me. And then I read a book by Robert Schuller. You know who Robert Schuller is? Remember him, Dr. Schuller? He was the creator of the Crystal Cathedral, The Hour of Power on TV. And he wrote a book called Move Ahead with Possibility Thinking. Remember what I said about Jesus? All things are possible for you, Father. He was a possibility thinker. And Robert Schuller said this in his book. He said, there are two types of people in life. Impossibility thinkers, those are those who say, I'm too old, not good looking enough, don't have the right contacts, I don't have enough money. So they're making excuses why they can't do things, impossibility thinkers. And then he said, there are possibility thinkers, that's the other type of person in life. And these are people who say, somehow, some way, my dreams are going to be realized. And then they say things like this, as I was teaching you yesterday, change can happen. And things like, I can realize my potential. So as you're sitting here right now, and as you're watching by TV, what type of a thinker are you? Are you an impossibility thinker or a possibility thinker? Jesus was a possibility thinker. All things are possible for you, Father. And that is something I have held on to for years, thinking about how God is working in my life and that I'm not going to put limits on God. And I'm not going to just stay in a little box. All things are possible for God, in your families, in your potential, in your mind, in your heart. It's amazing what God can do. And then really quickly, I read another book that really touched me. It was by Joyce Meyer. She's on television. And she has a book called Power Thoughts. Get this. She listed 12 power thoughts that you can be thinking. Instead of thoughts like, I'm afraid, or I'm no good, or I can't do it, like a lot of people think. What about the thought, God loves me unconditionally? Let's all say that. God loves me unconditionally. That's a beautiful thought. And then what about, I can do whatever it is I need to do. I can do whatever it is I need to do. I think that all the time. I'm confronted with problems and difficulties and adversities. And you know what? I stand up to those things now, where I used to back down and say, I can't do it. I can do, and so can you. I can do whatever it is I need to do. And some of you are faced with some hardships and some problems and some relationship trials in your life right now. Well, don't back down. I wrote a book called Challenges Make Champions. And it's the challenges of life that actually promote us and make us even better. I went from being really quite negative and complaining to having a transformation take place in me. I haven't arrived yet. I'm not totally there, but I'm on the way. And that's what Lent is all about, isn't it? It's about transformation. It's about the journey. It's about becoming. It's about changing, especially in our attitude and the way we think. You can experience a transformation in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to make clear that it's not just thinking positive thoughts. I'm not just saying mind control, think positive and things will happen. No, number one, it's God. God with you, the Holy Spirit. And as you get in touch with God, you will find this new indomitable power, this new strength that you never had before. And then what you do is you cooperate with God within you by thinking positive thoughts. Even though God's in you, you can still be negative. But what you have to do is allow the Holy Spirit to transform your mind by reading the Bible, reading good books, listening to coming to retreats and missions. And what will happen is, and that's what I'm praying for you and you watching by TV, is that you will experience a transformation as you watch this program right now. And you who are present here this morning, that as you leave this morning, you will sense that a shift, something has happened in my mind. That's what Jesus would do when he would meet somebody that was troubled in their mind. He would touch them, and they would have this conversion. And they were different. They were, as the scripture would say, they were clothed in their right mind. And I also want to say that the reason we change our mind and try to realize our potential isn't just so we can be successful and have a lot of money and have notoriety. That's not what it's all about. No, it's to be significant. Not success, significance. And what do I mean by that? For me, significance doesn't just mean that you make money and have notoriety and be successful. It means that you help people. That's the meaning of our life, folks. That's why we become positive. Not just so that we'll stay in a little box and never influence anybody and never do anything with our life. No, we want to realize our potential, reach for the stars, live with passion. And what that means is you influence people by your life. And so now we go to the gospel, that wonderful gospel that we have. And we have it every Monday in Lent, on the first Monday of Lent, right after Ash Wednesday, the first Sunday of Lent. We have it right away. What's the meaning of Lent? It is reaching out to people and making a difference in their life. Jesus reveals to us the last judgment. I mean, it's like getting the final exam, and you already know what the final exam is, so you can prepare for it. And so we have to believe that what Jesus told us is true, and it is, that the criteria of the last judgment will be how we reached out to people in prison, people that were hungry, people that were naked. And we already have the answer. Now what we have to do is strive for it. Well, I wasn't doing anything with my life. I was too afraid, very insecure. I wasn't helping anybody. But when the Spirit came, there was a transformation, and now I'm helping a lot of people. And that's what life's all about. And that's what I want for you. I want to help you to realize your potential and to make a difference in this world. And that cannot happen until your mind is renewed. So let me tell you about Mother Teresa really quickly. I was in Rome in the year 2003. You know, now she's been canonized a saint, but first step is beatification. And I was there at her beatification in Rome. I was studying in Rome at the time. It was amazing. Here we are outside of St. Peter's Basilica, right in the piazza there, the square. There was 500,000 people there. The crowd was so large, it went all the way back to the Tiber River. I was there with my mother and a friend. My mother, by the way, is Albanian. Mother Teresa was Albanian, so it was a great honor for me to have my mom there. And 500,000 people. And you know what they do? They hang up this banner of the image of the person being beatified. At this time, it was Mother Teresa. And here's this old woman, all wrinkled and kind of crumpled over. And here's 500,000 people gathered to venerate her. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, in our American culture, we're so into aggrandizing the sleek and the good-looking and the sports stars. And here we are venerating this old, crumpled woman. And why was that? Because she loved, and she reached out to the poorest of the poor, and she realized her potential. She didn't let fear and insecurity stop her. And it's the same in our life. We have potential to really change the world. Look at the giftedness in this room here this morning, in this church. You all have been gifted. You know, I told you that I was the most fearful and negative of anybody. Well, I've experienced a change. And as you allow the Spirit of God to work in you, I believe that you can touch the people all around you. And some of you are already doing great things. Well, I want to continue to push you to realize your potential. Maybe you heard about the statue in Belgium, statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, his hands extended in blessing. But during World War II, a bomb fell, and it blew the hands of Jesus off the statue. Now the war was over, and the owner of the statue and a sculptor came up to the statue, and there's the statue without any hands. And the sculptor said, "Look, that's a horrible tragedy that happened. Free of charge, I am going to put the hands of Jesus back on that statue." And the owner said to him, he says, "No, you're not going to touch that statue, because I want everybody that looks at it and sees that Jesus has no hands to know that Jesus has no hands, but yours and mine." And so you are the hands of Christ, the body of Christ, the voice of Christ. And people everywhere need you. Reach out and touch someone. Don't stay in a little box all your life. Don't be insecure, having low self-esteem, being negative. Experience transformation in your mind. So let me end with this. I heard this, and I really believe it's true. There are two people in life that are absolutely 100% right. Two people in life. Those who say they can, and those who say they can't. And which are you?
This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.